Yeah, of course. I think last week, you know, we looked flat. I think today, I think you're seeing a different team in the fact that, you know, we done exactly what was asked of us today, and I'm delighted. And you know, we could have come away here with, you know, 3 or 4, which is good. And with the quality we have, we should have probably put a couple of them away.
The new boys in particular impressed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, look, we tried hard. The president and his support team, you know, backed me massive and got them in for me. I knew if they could, it'd make our squad stronger, and it'd put competition for places. Even, you know, it'd make it even better for me and make everything harder for me on a Friday picking a team. And it was tough leaving some of them boys out today. And I said that in the changing room afterwards. But the camaraderie and everything they've shown to me since they were left out, and since they, you know, after the game, and you see them with the boys, it was brilliant. So, you know, and that's what I said. If we're gonna try and push into this playoff positions and try and get up, then that's what we need. We need a mentality where we're all in it together. Because I'm going to need that squad throughout this season. I'm going to need it for in the next 16 games. And I'm under no illusions that they're all going to be needed and they're all going to play a big part, hopefully, in getting this club up. But, you know, this is only it's a fantastic win, but it's only 3 points. You know, you're playing someone against your rivals, and when you get 3 points, it feels a bit better, don't get me wrong. But, we, you know, feet firmly on the floor. We've got to make sure that now we go back on Monday, back to the training ground, and we make sure that we start preparing right for Northampton.
And the winner was sheer quality.
Yeah, of course. And Joby's got that in abundance. You know, I've known Joby for a long time now. He's a great lad. He's a great professional on and off the field. He's a good credit. He's a credit to me, because I know that he can. You know, he's been a captain in big dressing rooms before and managed big players. So he can do that. You know, when I'm not in the dressing room. And I think he does that for me, and I'm delighted for him today, because it was a fantastic finish. And he's been, you know, he's had a tough time, you know, just before I come in and everything. But, you know, that's in the past now, and we're looking forward. And as a club, we're looking forward. We're all in it together, and it's great. It's great to be a part of, and long may it continue.
Your first start. How would you sum up your own personal performance?
You're going to keep asking me this when I play, yeah? I don't know, because listen, at the end of the day, if I was happy, because I thought the team played well. I'm not going to really go into individuals, and I'll talk about anyone else. I'm not talking about a man. I'll do that when I go home in a bit. But no, I'm sure if I've got a good support staff in Andy and Ari, and I think if I weren't pulling me away, they'd drag me off. So I'm sure I've done okay today.
You get the sense the spirit's really good, and that's why they were able to come back the way they did after, you know, feeling so flat after such a poor performance defensively last weekend.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of work gone into that, don't get me wrong. And listen, and they got told this week, they got told after the game, they got told this week a couple of times, and a couple of occasions they've been told on the training ground too, because it's not what I expect. The game last week, and I don't want to harp on about it, but the game last week wasn't us, and we're not what I'd seen in the first two games I took over. So that was the most disappointing, but that's gone now. They've proved now where they are, you know, in standards, and they've got to keep them standards. But as I say, they don't get carried away with this result. This is just one result where we get 3 points, we get ourselves back in the playoff race, and we continue now to look forward, and we continue now to work harder on the training ground, because if we work harder and we can continue to do that, then hopefully the results, you know, keep coming.
It's a real test of those standards now with Northampton in town next weekend, but I imagine you're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, of course, you've got to look forward to it. This is, you know, they're all the top teams in the division, you know. And if you manage to take 3 points off them, you're cutting the gap on them, and you've got to play them at some time. But we're at our place next week, so hopefully, we'll be looking for the same as what we got today. You know, a good solid performance with a lot of quality, and not so much quality in the 6 yard box from a couple of us.
Nigel Attingarner didn't feature.
No. I mean, that was due to a previous agreement with the previous manager and the manager here, and you know, it was a gentleman's agreement with a good shake in the hand. And obviously Ian's a good friend of mine. I know, I've known Cookie for a long, long time. So yeah, I mean, I don't think we want to get into that. It gets a bit nitty and gritty. We wanted to keep that, and we'll. Hopefully the new lads who come in done all right.
And finally, over 1,000 travelling fans here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And listen, I weren't expecting that. You know, we had, I think we had 900 at Wickham. We've had over 1,000 today. The support's been incredible since I've took over, and I've thanked every one of them for it. And that's why all the lads are showing the appreciation, and we will show our appreciation throughout the season until the end of the season. But hopefully we can give them something to sing about and something to talk about. And it was a good performance for them, and I'm hoping they're going home enjoying it tonight.